Hello, Radio St. Pete. I'm a lifelong learner, and Rhodes Scholar is a lifelong learner's paradise. With me today is Kelsey Knebler Perry. Forgive me if I said that wrong. You can correct me in a minute. Welcome, and we're going to talk today about solo travel, tips, ideas, and how to best do it with Rhodes Scholar. Welcome, Kelsey.
Thank you so much for having me. It's Kelsey Knebler Perry. You were very, very close. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about Rhodes Scholar as a travel organization, specifically for people over 50.
Yes. So Rhodes Scholar has been around for almost 50 years. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary next year. So we were founded in 1975 as Elder Hostel. So some of your listeners may remember that name from their parents or their aunts and uncles that have traveled with us in the past. And when we first started, we were more, the format was a little bit different. We would take older adults to college campuses, and they would stay in dorms, and they would take classes in the lecture halls. So it was more of like a back to campus kind of experience, but always serving older adults and always a not-for-profit and always all about learning. So we've evolved really over the last 50 years to be more of an educational travel organization. So you'll stay in a hotel now rather than on a college campus sharing a bathroom in a dorm. But still, like I said, everything is still all about learning. We're still a nonprofit, and we still serve older adults.
So, I love the catalog, and all my neighbors go. And, you could do everything from going to Sedona to natural and cultural landscapes. You can go hiking. You can do culture. You can do the best of Portugal. You can do southern France, Scotland. There's so many different opportunities, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I'd like to know, what are some of the most popular destinations domestically and internationally?
Yeah, so internationally, I would say Europe is very popular. Italy, France, and Ireland are probably three of the top destinations in Europe. And then Costa Rica has been really, really popular for us. It's a great way to go internationally, get sort of a more of a rainforest, a very different climate and lots of wildlife, but you don't have to travel too far from the U.S. That's nice. And African safaris are really popular for us as well, definitely like a bucket list thing. And then in the U.S., I would say national parks are definitely number one. All the national parks, we have lots of different programs that are, some of them are more active, some of them are a little bit less active. We have birding programs as well. And then we have a collection called Signature Cities, where you visit a pretty iconic North American city, and you spend 6 days, 5 nights in that city, and really get to deep dive into the arts, the culture, the history, the heritage of that city. So I would say those are our most popular experiences.
Well, as a journalist and somebody 50 plus, I will tell you, I recently did a big story on lifelong learning as a mental health and wellness. It's actually an enhancement. And a lot of people here in town, in St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay, go to Ollie at Eckerd College, and every town has an Ollie. This is a trend. Rhodes Scholar is really part of a bigger trend for people 50 plus to really stay connected. And it's not just about bucket lists. It's really about lifelong learning and the benefits to wellness. Can you address some of the benefits of travel and wellness?
Absolutely. I think travel and learning are both a big part of wellness as we age. Just staying engaged, staying active, whether that's physically or intellectually, is really important for our health, for our mental health. And another big thing that is a big part of our programs is the camaraderie and the social aspects of our programs, getting to meet other like-minded individuals, building friendships. Those social connections are so important for our health as we age as well. And so that's a big part of what we offer too.
Absolutely. So, what are some special considerations you recommend for older adults when traveling?
We talk a lot about mobility at Rhodes Scholar, and we hear our participants talking about it a lot. We offer a range of activity levels on our programs. As you mentioned, we have thousands of programs all over the world, across the country, and it's really important for us to offer an array of activity levels so that we can serve as many older adults as possible. So I would say for people, it's really important to think about the trip that you're looking at, look at the activity level or at the activity level of the program, read the activity notes, make sure it's a good fit for you. Even if you're not traveling with Rhodes Scholar, if you're traveling independently, look at the physical demands that are required of the destination that you're visiting too. For example, I went to Quebec City with my mom last year on a Rhodes Scholar program, and Quebec City is just a city that's very hilly with lots of cobblestones, so that may not be a good fit if you have some balance issues or some, issues with mobility. So I think that's just always the advice that I give older adults as a consideration. consideration is make sure you understand the physical demands of the program that you're enrolling in to make sure it's a good fit for you.
Absolutely. So, you know, I know for men, they're very isolated as they get older, so a lot of these trips would be good for them. But women have certain safety level concerns. And so talk to me about solo travel and how do you accommodate solo travelers on your trips? And how can we, for women, either doing generational trips, mom and daughter, like you just mentioned, some of the special things that you can do on Road Scholar.
Yeah.
So first, safety issues.
Safety issues. So especially, yes, for older adults and for women especially, safety issues are something to consider. And I think that's a huge benefit of traveling with an organization like Road Scholar rather than just going completely independently, because as soon as you get to the trip, you know, everything, you have a group leader who's looking out for you, making sure that you are where you need to be. All of the transportation is included. So you really are taken care of and looked after once you get to the program. And if you're traveling internationally with us, we can also arrange your flights for you. And there's a transfer that picks you up right at the airport. So, you know, you're pretty much taken care of. So that's a huge benefit of going with a travel organization rather than on your own completely. 30% of our travelers do go solo with us. So, you know, you're very unlikely to be the only solo person in your trip. And we've heard from our solo travelers that they feel very welcome on our program, both from the other solo travelers and by the couples. We, you know, it's a mix of couples, but we also have a lot of like siblings traveling together, friends traveling together. We hear very often on our programs of solo travelers coming, meeting other friends, and then becoming travel companions for years to come. So it's also a really great way to meet other travel companions that you can travel with.
Oh, I am so doing winter in Italy and Sicily's culture and cuisine, or winter in Spain, Andalusian highlights. My friends and I have been talking about, instead of giving, holiday gifts to anybody, I mean, here in our community, you know, I'm encouraging everyone to give gift cards to people who need things instead of buying for yourself. But if it was anything that I was going to do, I would take a couple friends who maybe have really had a terrible time and go on a Road Scholar trip with them during the holidays. And that brings us to the holidays. Mm-hmm. They're just around the corner. What a great way to spend the holidays. What do you suggest for people that want to do the holidays?
Yeah, so we have lots of programs over the holidays, both domestically here in the U.S. and all around the world. I would say we're actually seeing an increase in interest from solo travelers to travel internationally during the holidays. And so some of the most popular destinations for us, Italy, Mexico, Canada, the Czech Republic. And so you can, you know, go to Europe, see those beautiful Christmas markets. You could learn about different holiday traditions in Mexico. Canada, you can have dinner at the Chateau Frontenac on Christmas. So there's lots of really lovely options for traveling during the holidays. And this is the time to be thinking about it, because they're filling up very quickly.
So my cousin Holly does something very cool with each of her grandchildren. Every year, my cousin Holly, and she's gone on your Road Scholar before, by the way, takes a different grandchild on a trip. And you have an interesting program called the Grandparent Program. Fill us in on that.
We do. It's very unique. And I know when I first started working at Road Scholar, I thought it was just the coolest thing. They're called grandparent programs. And so that sometimes in the industry, they're called skip gen, skip generation. So you have the grandparents and the grandkids traveling together without that middle generation, without the parents along. And they are very special. You get to have one-on-one time with your grandchild. You get to know each other as people rather than just, you know, everyone being around the family, other siblings around. You really get to share special memories that you and your grandkid will carry forward. They're very, very special experiences. We also have family programs where you can take all three generations, but I really think those grandparent programs are the most special.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, here is something that I want to say to our audience who have just gone through two horrible hurricanes. And some of us are caring both for our children and our parents and working. I see that you have a caregiver grant program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we've offered scholarships since the very beginning of Elder Hostel in 1975. And one of the newer grants that we offer is called a caregiver grant. And so that's available to full-time family caregivers, for whether you're a caregiver for your spouse or your parents. Any other family members. And so you can enroll in one of our domestic programs if you're awarded the caregiver grant. And basically it's an opportunity to provide some respite for caregivers to take some time for themselves to really reboot and, clear their minds. And what we often see, unfortunately, some people can't take that time away from their loved one because they are the full-time caregiver. So we often see that folks will take these programs after their loved one has passed away. And then it becomes sort of like a, I'm starting a new chapter in my life. I'm finding myself again. So that's also a really special experience.
And I want to point out that you are a not-for-profit program. Tell us a little bit about that. And your mission really is to inspire adults to learn, discover, and travel. And your instructors that I have spoken to are incredibly interesting with their own lives and previous careers. And this sometimes is their encore chapter leading these. Tell us a little bit about the nonprofit mission.
Yes, so we have always been a nonprofit for the last 50 years. And like you said, that really means that we focus everything that we do on our mission of lifelong learning and serving as many older adults as possible. And because we're a nonprofit, what's great about that is we can offer financial aid, as I mentioned. Also means that our programs are offered at a very high value. So we're not building in these huge profit margins. So you can really trust that our programs, although that ticket price, that full price on the program on the website might seem like a lot, but what you're getting for that price is really, really so much more and unmatched from what you can get on any other travel program. So that's another big part of our nonprofit mission. And also because we focus on learning, what that does is, it really attracts people that travel to learn. And so that attracts certain type of person. And it, like I mentioned before, the social aspects of our program are really important. People really bond on these programs so quickly because of that learning focus, because everybody's there for the same purpose and, has the same interests. And so it just really creates this magical bond between them. And, it's kind of like going to camp, again. So
right.
Meeting friends and making new friends. So that's really cool.
So I encourage everyone, I've been talking with Kelsey from Rhodes Scholar, that's at rhodesscholar.org. Go online, sign up for the newsletter. I did, and it's just sort of armchair traveling, and I'm salivating over some of the things I hope to do going forward. Browse the trip collections. There's some special offers you want to look at. And if you have a question, you'll get an answer really quickly. You can even get, oh my gosh, I loved it. I got a paper catalog. That was so much fun. So, if you're young at heart, or you even have some challenges, Rhodes Scholar has something for you. Kelsey, parting words on the pleasure of traveling with Rhodes Scholar.
Well, I've done it myself. I've been on 8 programs myself, both with my mom, with my husband, even on my honeymoon. And I can say from my own experience that learning when you travel is something that's really important to me. And Rhodes Scholar, that's what we're all about. And they're really amazing, amazing programs. So please come join us.
Well, thank you from beautiful Boston. Are the leaves changing yet?
Oh, yes, very much so. I went out to Western Mass last weekend, and it's just gorgeous right now.
Well, we appreciate your time. Kelsey will be joining us once a month to talk about different travel that you can go on and travel tips. Thank you, Kelsey, from Rhodes Scholar.
Thank you so much.